The city of Philadelphia is shutting down schools and city offices in advance of a major winter storm expected tomorrow. Managing Director Mike DeBerardinas says the city is taking extra precautions after a nor'easter slammed the region last Friday.
The National Weather Service is forecasting tomorrow's storm to include heavy, wet snow with the potential to down additional trees and power lines. Please be patient and avoid traveling during the storm.
And indeed, the major issue is heavy, wet snow, so the city is activating the snow emergency route system. That gets underway tomorrow morning at 8. They're also suspending trash collections for the day to allow for a full call-out of trash trucks to plow snow. This all comes as thousands of residents in our region are still without electricity after high winds brought down trees over power lines during last Friday's storm. The area that was hardest hit, Delaware County. And joining me now live on the line is the county's Emergency Management Director, Tim Boyce. Tim, thanks for being here on NewsWorks tonight.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for having me.
So I'm sure you are still getting out from under from last Friday. Do you have a count of how many people are still without power?
Yeah, Delaware County, we're still about 6,600 homes and businesses without power, representing about 3%. At one point, we had about half the county was without power.
To what extent might that gap close further before the advent of the next storm?
I think we're at a point where, and unfortunately for many people, the infrastructure damage in your local neighborhood, the telephone poles down, the requirement of work is going to be a slow process.
What are the preparations in place, for example, in the event of more trees falling?
Well, tomorrow we have upstaffed here in Delaware County. I know a number of the regional EOCs are also. We have PICO, we have the liaisons from the state police, and we actually have the National Guard represented here in case we have areas that we just can't reach it once again.
And I understand even forest rangers are being called in if needed.
Yeah, it was unique in Delaware County to have the lumberjacks here, but what they did is they played an important role in clearing streets and driveways. Unfortunately, after several days, a number of residents, doctor's appointments are delayed and can't get out. So they were out there clearing the streets, helping PICO, and I think in a lot of ways some quality of life issues for those that needed it.
Has there been a countywide declaration regarding municipal offices and schools?
Yes. Last Friday, Chairman McBlain and the members of council declared it. And what that allows at the county levels is us to purchase equipment, order equipment. We exceeded our capacity relatively quickly to support our locals. And it increased the funding and our flexibility to bring in staff.
Of course, that support for locals falls inordinately on those in need. And what's the status for example, hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities?
Well, most of them, I'm happy to report just in the last few minutes that our last assistive care facility has come back to normal power. A number of facilities and just group homes have been cold, though. A generator will not fully support the building. So while you may have the life safety systems, it gets cold, and after 5 days, it really is.
I'm sure motorists are well advised to avoid traveling tomorrow, but for those who either have to get to work or encounter some other emergency, what's the status of roadways and including traffic lights?
Most of the traffic lights are back up on our major intersections. It's been quite a hurdle. Backup power is running them. One of the things we are concerned with both the motorists in the morning and the snow plows, is some of the wires, some of the trees on the shoulders of the road are still there. You're not going to be able to see them. So if you go around, you pick up a cable, you pick up a wire that's buried a little bit, we're going to make a bad situation worse.
You don't have a crystal ball, but we do know that the winter storm warning extends until 3 a.m. Thursday. If power is not restored by then, might it extend well into the weekend before all customers have power?
Unfortunately, yes. I think that the amount of damage that we are looking at in our county is so significant that without the storm, we'd still be looking at some customers waiting till the weekend to get power. I mean, PICO has been an enormous partner in trying to get as many people back up. And fortunately, today, their representative, Joe Blackburn, who we deal with all the time, has kind of committed to serving those people in need, both physical help and those that are really just cannot take it anymore.
Tim, I'll let you go, but I have to ask, are you apt to get much sleep tonight, and what's your role for the duration of the storm?
My role is the power of prayer, like every day, but I like to think good thoughts. We're in a pretty good state to be ready, but it really falls back on our community to be resilient, to stay mentally well as physically well. And, you know, we'll get through this. We just need to be supportive of one another.
And many of our listeners, especially in Delaware County, will be praying along with you. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Okay. Good night. Thank you.